that's where Leslie will give her message. Tell you, Pastor Brandon, when we were singing that last song, I'm happy all the day, was it like this? I'm happy all, or was it like this? I'm happy all the day. Like, what did you see? Were they sucking lemons? Yeah. So I thought, great. Brandon, we're doing a series about following Jesus. And this morning, we're going to look at going deeper with God. And I think a lot of us here in the sanctuary, we would say that we really want to know God. I mean, we do. We want to go deeper with Him. We may even have various moments in which we could share how God became even more real to us, deeper for us somehow. We could do that. But I think we sometimes neglect knowing God better. We just keep kind of limping along and trying to find the best way that we can live. Maybe you've prayed this prayer. I know I have. God, I just want to get to know you better. I just want to get to know you better. I think we have at some point in our life cried out to God and said, I just want to know you, Lord, better than I ever have. We want to know people better. Have you ever just wanted to know someone better? My father used to say to me when I get myself into trouble, I know what you're thinking. I know. You, Dev, in trouble. I mean, you know, I know. It's hard for me to believe. It really is. My father used to say to me, such good nature, Devin. You know better. And I believe that. I knew better. See, we all want to know better. Our relationship with God is no different. We want to know God better. I don't know, Pastor Peter, did you welcome back Cabana Kate? You didn't. There's a glow from this side of the sanctuary. Tanned Kate is back. And if you want to get to know her better, no. What's that? Of course I am. I invite you to turn to Matthew chapter 26 as we go deeper with God today. Matthew chapter 26. We're going to start by looking. Where am I? Here we are, Matthew 26. Found my Bible. I was a little upset. I lost it before the service and prayed and I found it. So good. Matthew chapter 26, beginning of verse 17. It's a great passage. Matthew 26, verse 17. Sorry, I have to figure myself out here for a moment. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" He replied, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I'm going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house." So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me." They were very sad and began to say to him one after the other, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus replied, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me will betray me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." Then Judas, the one who would betray him, said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." And Jesus answered, "Yes, it is you." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom." When they sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. May God add his blessing to his word this morning. It's a great passage. We've read it before. Little things have come out before that we're going to go a little deeper today. To go deeper with God, you first of all have to get alone with Him. You have to get alone with Jesus. This is so simple that we miss it. Get alone with Jesus. See, we'll pray to God and we'll say, God, I just want to know you more. And then we don't spend time with Him. God, I want to get to know you deeper. And then we don't take time of solitude with Jesus. That's like saying, I want to be married to you, but you live somewhere else. Wait a minute, some of you smiled at that. Nudging, quit it. Behave. This passage, the disciples, they wanted to get alone with Jesus for a while. This moment in Scripture, they come to Jesus and they say, all right, what do we have to do to spend time with you? And Jesus tells them what to do. And they did it. Why would they do this? Because they wanted to be alone with Him. Have you ever just wanted to be alone with Jesus? I mean, I've said this over and over and over. You know, in my own life, I've said, well, you know, if only I had time to read my Bible, or if only I had time to pray, or if only I had time to do more ministry, or if only I had time to, you know, am I the only one who says this? Am I, if only. We fear time alone. If I only had time alone with God. Being a real Christian, a real Bible-believing Christian, and having Jesus of the Lord of your life is going to take a lot more than 45 minutes here on Sunday morning. I don't know, this morning message may not make you shout and holler and hallelujah. It's probably going to make you squirm a little bit. But these are the kind of things that will get you shouting and hollering later on when your life's all messed up. When it's fixed up, I should say. And you have got a joy and you got a peace in you. And the devil can no longer steal that peace because you know God so tightly that He's just walking alongside of you and protecting you and making sure you go in the right direction. We can be church-going Christians. And yet, as far as God goes, we've walked out of Him. We've forsaken Him. He wants to get out of your Sunday morning. Don't keep Him there anymore. This time is so critical. Coming together and gathering together and worshiping God together. This pleases God. But spend time with Him aside from this time together. I've always held the Bereans high in my categories of heroes. The Bereans that we read in Scripture, they were always searching the Scriptures to see if what Paul was saying is the truth. They were trusting in a person. They were trusting in the person. That's what's always impressed me about the Bereans, because they took time after the teaching that they received, and they would spend time alone with God. You see, they would worship God. Not worship what was going on for God, but they came to worship God collectively together, and then they would worship God in their quiet time alone. Searching the Scriptures, digging in, finding out what Paul had to say. They didn't trust Paul, they trusted Jesus. Who are you trusting today? How are you spending time with God? That's why we give you these. And there's more. There's still more on the table out there. These schedulers. These are for you. These are a gift for you. So that you get into the Bible and you pray and you start. This reminds you that I got to spend time with God every day. I got to know him better. If you want to know him better, you got to make time for him. Not just Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, Saturday night hockey. Not just your Sunday morning. Not just your Sunday afternoon or your Sunday. God wants to get into your checkbook. Wants to get involved in how you dress. Wants to get involved in how you choose your friends. He wants to get involved in what you do for entertainment. God wants to get involved in your thoughts. He wants to get involved in your conversations. God gave so that you could live eternity with him. Why not try living with him now? Know him better. And the only way you can do that is by getting alone with him to your upper room. Disciples go and say, Jesus, where can we get alone with you? Where can we commune together? I want you to just picture the next scene for a moment. Look at verse 20. It's a great, great, great passage. When evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, I tell you the truth. One of you will betray me. One of you will betray me. When you sit alone with God, something powerful is revealed. When you sit alone with Jesus, something powerful is revealed. And in this case, it was a huge bomb. One of you is going to betray me. You see, I do think that what we fear when we get alone with God is I think we're afraid of what God is going to say to us. That's why we get busy. I'm busy ministering for you, Lord. I don't have time. God, I went to church this morning. That's where I saw you. I was there for a moment. God says, but I want you on Monday as well. I want to talk to you a little bit more about who you are. I want you to get to know me better so you know that I'll protect you, that I'll walk with you, that I'll sustain you, that I'll give you peace, that I'll give you joy. I want you to know me that well that you know I give that to you. But we don't like being stretched like that. We don't like being stretched. Some of you are being stretched right now. You know, I realized something. I told you, and I'm going to walk over here because my daughter and future daughter-in-law are on this side. We talked about a movie last week. We're not going to talk about a movie. We're going to talk about The Wiggles. How many of you know what The Wiggles? It's a great little show. We do these exercise routines, and it's great. My daughter's responsible for our exercise in our family. And so she's got a schedule together, and so we do some really tough workouts. But we also do the Wiggles, and they do little, you know, scenario. Do you want to help? No. They do little, you know, they do little antics. And I tell you, we do these things, and, you know, like, I got to tell you, the heavy-duty stuff, we're like, it's heavy-duty stuff. And when I'm done, I'm aching all over. I have to have a bath. I mean, they're trying to revive me off the floor. I mean, and then when we do the Wiggles, I figure, well, this is a little kid's cartoon. I mean, I'll be fine, a kid's show, so I'll be fine with it. I'm more played out after the Wiggles, I think, than the intense stuff. But I'll tell you that the aching goes away even though I still do the workout every day. The aching becomes less and less as I'm stretched and stretched and stretched. You never know when something is going to surprise you when you're doing exercise videos. You never know when something is going to come along that is going to stretch you, is going to surprise you. Look at this video. Look at this. I need the lights off probably so they can see this. That perfect. Okay, you know, let's do that in slow motion. Let's do it in slow motion, because I don't think they really got the full effect. So let's do it in slow motion. Look at this. Now that was me, and that was my mother driving the... No, I'm just kidding. Turn the lights. Just kidding. You need to be in good shape to get around that kind of a surprise. Some of you are being stretched right now, and you don't like the way it makes you feel. But the fact is, you're never going to really know God, know who He is, without stretching. Spiritually stretching. And every day, God wants to take and spend time with you. He's saying, go to that room and make preparation so we can spend time alone together. Every day. God wants this. And I'll tell you that it's often when we're stretched that we take time to be with Jesus. And you wonder why we're stretched. Everybody say, I'm stretching. Yeah, some of you aren't happy saying it. That's sometimes the only time that we spend alone with God, is when we're stretched. And then we wonder why we're always having to go through what we go through. Jesus didn't die so you could have a religion. Jesus died so you could have a deep, intimate, exciting, personal relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Be alone with Him. Come to the upper room this morning and be alone with God. And go deeper with Him. To go deeper with God, you got to get alone with Him, but you also have to receive from Him. We come with me to that room in which Jesus explained what was holding for the days ahead. He said, I will be betrayed, I'll be forsaken, not by someone out there, but by one of you in this room. One of my own disciples, right here in this room, will betray me. Something, someone becomes more important than Jesus. That's betrayal. I'll repeat that again. When something or someone becomes more important than Jesus, that's betrayal. Jesus says, one of you is going to betray me. And Judas did so for money. And then he regretted it after. I love it, because then Jesus goes, well, let's eat. Not just any meal, but a meal where you can remember this. This moment, so that you will always spend time alone with me, so that you don't trust in anything else or anyone else but me. Remember. Remember. Receive. John 1:12 says, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. The King James says, to as many as received him, gave he the power to become children of God. Have you received from Jesus? Because receiving involves letting go. Giving up so your hands are free so you can actually take up. Giving up means letting go. Some of you will find it hard to receive because you find it hard to let go. To surrender. God wants to be merciful to to you, but you have to receive mercy. God grants you hope, but you have to receive hope. God wants to be kind to you and bless you and give you something you do not deserve. These disciples, they had such difficulty in this time when they're alone with Jesus. They couldn't receive what he was telling them. He was explaining the power behind the cross. He was telling about his body and his blood. And I know if I had been there, if I had been sitting at that table, I would have been wondering and worrying and troubled more over who I was at that moment if I was going to be the one to betray him. I would have been sitting there going, I wonder if it's looks like, I think Judas is dipping now. He's betraying. See? Because that's what we do. Let's whisper about everybody else so we don't have to look at ourselves. Disciples get alone with Jesus. They get alone with him. And Jesus told them something they didn't want to hear, that they didn't want to receive. There's so much in our lives in which we try to deal with God on. We try to tell him what should be done, and when all we have to do is just sit and receive. Have you ever received from him? That's your question that you need to ask yourself. Have I really received from you, Jesus? See, you really know God when you receive from him. God always gives the best. Matthew 7 says, for everyone who asks, receives. Mark 11 says, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've received it, it'll be yours. John 1:16 says, from the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another. John 20 says, peace be with you, Jesus said. The Father sent me, I'm sending you. With that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Maybe you feel like you're a failure this morning. My Bible says we're to come to the throne of grace and receive mercy for our failure. We spend a lot of our life begging things from God, advising him. And we think by doing that begging, somehow we know we must be getting to know him better. When all we need to do is get along with Jesus. Just sit in the upper room and receive. Receive. How many of you believe Jesus did a finished work on the cross? And really, everything that we need to live in victory has already been provided. We just have to learn how to receive. Faith is simply the channel that you receive through. The Bible says that faith is leaning on God. It's relying on God. It's putting our trust completely in God, following him. That's how you know God, by receiving. And when you receive from him, you lean on him more and more and more. And when you receive from him, you rely on him more and more and more. You see, since we started our time together reviewing our following Jesus, many of you have really seen some amazing things happen. In your own heart. You've said it. And that's because of God. God's a giver. God's a lover. And he wants to give to us. He wants to love us. He wants to do for us. And he did for us. But we must receive what he's done so that we know him. So that we know him better. We need to spend some time alone in solitude. Just you and Jesus. You need to say, Lord, I just receive. I don't want to come with asking anything more, God. I just receive. I just receive from you. I receive. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes and pray. I wish we had another hour. If we had another hour, we would sit here in quiet. And after that hour, you would say it wasn't long enough. This morning, in this moment, I don't know if you need to make a commitment to create your own upper room where you go and sit with Jesus so that you can receive from him what he wants to tell you. And it may be something you don't really like to hear, but it will be something that will help you in your journey through this life. In this moment, maybe that's what you need to commit to. It's Jesus. Maybe you need to just receive from him what he really does want to give you, and that's a great life to live. You may not get what you want, but you'll certainly enjoy what God gives. Maybe you just want to, in this moment of quiet, say, all right, Jesus, I don't even like quiet, but I'm willing to take 5 minutes a day and just sit there and say, Jesus, I want to be alone with you, and I want to receive what you have for me. Tell you, if you'll do that, you will go deeper with God. Father, as we come to this table, we are reminded that it was even right here that you showed us how easy it is to betray you. Lord, we look at this table and we consider how sacred it is. You gave your life, your all. Some people didn't like you. In fact, some hated you and despised you. And yet you gave so that we could live eternity with you. Lord, may we take moments to get alone with you. May we receive what you have for us, even as a church. May we receive, God, what you have for us. We pray this to your glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name. And all God's people said, amen. I'll ask the elders.